helping put food on the table. Community kitchens like this are starting up around Sri Lanka as people struggle with its worst economic crisis in more than 70 years. Food inflation has hit nearly 60%, and many people are finding it difficult to cope.
Most of these community who are coming today or been coming are surviving with two meals. So we are giving them the responsibility of surviving for one meal, and we are saying, right, we will support you with one meal, but a good healthy meal.
Few now get to eat this well.
It's very difficult. We rarely get food like this. Only my husband is working, but what he earns for a day is not enough to feed the three of us now.
Tax cuts 3 years ago slashed government revenue by more than $2 billion. The tourism industry was then damaged by the Easter bombings and the pandemic. Now there is no money to import fuel, medicine, cooking gas or food.
Right now, actually, our main focuses are on food banks, on community kitchens, and again, long to medium term community gardens and home gardens, because we can give rations, but it's very short term.
The government is appealing for help.
We urgently require the assistance of our friends in the international community to ensure that our immediate needs in terms of the importation of essential medicines, food supply, and fuel are met.
India and China have sent food and medicine in recent days. The opposition says the government has weakened the economy through populist policies and mismanagement. A nationwide campaign dubbed Gota Go Home has been running for 2 months, calling on the president to resign. The government is seeking a loan package from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. Critics say it'll take too long, even if agreed, and people need action now.
Tens of thousands of Sri Lankans are going hungry amid the country's worst economic crisis in decades. Community kitchens like this can only feed a fraction of them. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.